It was almost an hour before Charlotte helped Enzo across the lawn in the dark to the annex. They heard the cat before they saw it. It emerged, meowing and running from the shadows to press itself up against Charlotte's legs, as it had done earlier. Enzo hissed at it, and it ran, startled, back into the darkness.
"Poor thing," Charlotte said.
He unlocked the door, and they immediately felt the chill as they stepped inside. When they got to the bedroom, Enzo turned on the heater and glanced from the window. The shutters on Jane Killian's windows were firmly closed tonight, and would, he imagined, remain so for the rest of his stay. Which, in many ways, was a relief. He turned to find Charlotte watching him. She was slightly flushed from too much wine, her eyes almost glassy.
"You shouldn't be drinking," he said.
"Why not?"
"You're pregnant."
"I'm not sure what gives you the right to care. It's me who's carrying him, not you. Though maybe not for much longer."
He stood stock still, staring at her.
"What do you mean?"
"I haven't decided yet whether to go ahead with it or not."
The shock of her words stung him, like a slap in the face.
"You wouldn't."
"The child deserves better than us, Enzo. And what kind of father would you make? Think about it. Are you someone your son could look up to? Twice married, old enough to be his grandfather, climbing into bed with every other woman he meets, drinking too much?"
She paused for emphasis.
"Putting your work ahead of family and friends?"
"That's not fair."
"Isn't it? Take a good look at yourself, Enzo."
And the words of the Scots bard, Robert Burns, came back to him.
"Oh, what some power the gift he gives us, to see ourselves as others see us."
He closed his eyes. After all the years of estrangement from Kirsty, they had in the end reached a kind of rapprochement. Sophie, he knew, adored him. His career in forensic science had been replaced by a new one teaching biology and forensics at a top university. He hadn't done so badly. But after Pascal's death, he had searched and failed to find love. Her life and death had shaped his.